Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically. 98FM.
This is our ultimate music quiz that we play each and every week. It gets very competitive. It's a bit of fun as well. And we play with the one and only Barry Dunn.
A bit of fun is a pen and paper as you're sharpening your knife there in the corner of the...
She has a wattle of dough.
When it leads up to beat Barry a couple of days in advance, Barry will always turn around to me in the office and say, how are you feeling about this week? This is an ongoing thing. Even though we only play it weekly on air, we are talking about it all week long.
Yeah, it's my favourite part of
it. It's mind games. We're just playing mind games.
I love seeing the mind games happening during the office.
Of course.
Just like, okay, I get to see it in real life.
Producer Carl, you absolutely do, because you are our quiz master. I do believe Barry is one up on me.
Yes, we had a draw last week. You were both very good last week. Both had 4 out of 5, if I remember correctly. So yeah, we're going into this round with Barry one up.
I am slightly hard of hearing. My headphones aren't on. Can you say who's winning again, lead? Who's winning?
Barry Dunn's in the lead.
Just
a double check.
Let's cut the small talk. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, this is your first clip. It's from the 90s.
Such a banger.
That was Free, a 1997 hit for who?
Ah, lovely stuff.
I think we're starting easy today.
Yeah,
that is a bit easy,
actually. Two confident people in studio here. I like the confidence, guys. Okay, clip number 2 is from the noughties. She
declined. Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, another banger there. That 7 Days, the 2000 hit for Craig David. According to the song, what did they do on Sunday?
He was busy, wasn't he?
Oh yeah. You have to sing the whole thing.
Yeah, we had a bit of singing last week as well, where you had to sing Rag and Bone Man. Remember that?
Yes, to get the song name. Yeah.
Okay, we'll lock in a few answers there. And question 3 is from the 10s. Here's the clip. Put your hands up. Okay, that's a number one. That's a number one 2006 song from Fede Legrand called Put Your Hands Up For What?
Yes.
Dingle.
Come here.
The only time you go down to heaven is when you go down to Dingle, am I right? We're in the 20s for your next question. Here's the clip. Can't say I know this one, man.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God, I don't think I do. That's a 2024.
Good thing you're not answering the question.
That's a 2024 song called Zeros. A 2023 hit featuring Jazzy and Hedy One. Name the producer.
What? I had something completely different in my head now, so this one is throwing me a little bit. So we're looking for the name of the producer on this.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting me.
I think I know. I'm just going to go with a gut instinct here, I think.
Trying to hum the melody, but that's not helping in any way trying to name the producer, is it?
No.
Okay, locking an answer there. And as always, here on Beat Barry, Barry gets to pick the theme for the final question. Barry, would you like reverse or go solo?
I will go solo.
Okay, he's going solo. Here's the clip.
What? Okay. Let's go.
So something different there this week. So that was a solo vocals for which song?
Okay. Oh, right.
We need the artist.
It sounded like he was going solo himself on that, can I just say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, lock him in, guys, and we'll be back.
And of course, do a very ceremonial swap of our answers as well, Barry.
Yes, as always.
Thank you very much.
Last week, Barry gave his own answers back.
Okay, this is also when we kind of analyse what each other have put down. I think me and Barry are kind of, you know, we're confident in equal measures this week. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
90% the same answers as well, from what I can see.
We'll get into it. Mm-hmm. And I will give you the correct answers. So this is your first clip. It's from the 90s. Now's the time to jump free. Woo! Watch him. Woo! That's free. A 1997 hit for who? Leanne, what did Barry say?
Barry said Ultranate.
And Barry, what did Leanne say?
Ultranate.
Correct. Woo-hoo! On both counts. What a banger there.
Such a tune.
Such a tune. Clip number two is from the Noughties. Here we go.
She declined. No, didn't she mind?
What a tune.
Genius song.
7 Days, a 2000 hit for Craig David. According to the song, what did they do on Sunday?
According to Barry, they chilled on Sunday.
And what did Leanne say, Barry?
You'd have to chill after all that on a Sunday, wouldn't you? That's what Leanne said.
Yeah.
Chill is correct.
Yay.
So you had to sing it a little bit just to get through the whole
thing. You do.
Okay, question three is from the tens. Here's the clip. Sorry. Tunes this week, lads. Here on Beat Barry. Question three was a number one 2006 song from Fede LeGrand called Put Your Hands Up For Where? Leanne?
Barry said Detroit.
And Leanne said?
Detroit.
Oh, correct on both counts, lads. It's neck and neck here on Beat Barry.
3 for 3.
Okay, question four. We were in the 20s. Zeros. A 2023 hit featuring Jazzy and Hedy One. But name the producer.
This will divide us. I'm not sure on the answer even reading Barry's, but Barry has said D-Block Europe.
Okay, and Leanne has said...
Leanne, and also again, I'm not too sure now because I think Leanne has this correct. Leanne has said Casso.
Leanne is correct.
Yes!
Oh, she takes the lead.
Yes, come
She's
on.
She's back, baby. Okay, here we go. Final question. Barry gets to pick the theme. This week he had reverse or go solo, and he picked go solo. Okay, that's
so kind of, bizarre to listen to.
So that was a solo vocal for a song, but we needed the artist and title. What did you say?
Is this 2 points or 1 point?
I'd say 1 point.
Okay, 1 point for both of them.
Yes.
They're both a half a point.
Okay, yeah.
Barry has said Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
And what did Leanne say, Barry?
Getting jiggy with it. Will Smith.
I can now reveal that it was actually this song. Trying to give me your reveal?
Oh, I would love to.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, it is.
Yay!
You scared me. You put me off. So we're both right.
Yes.
Yay. But does that also mean that...
Leanne, you have won this week's Beat Barry.
I'm still slightly hard of hearing, so I didn't hear that at all. My headphones aren't on right now.
I won, Barry. And this takes it to a draw now.
It takes it back to a draw. Oh, neck and neck.
So tense.
Well, I'm already excited for next week.
Me
Producer
too.
Cahill, thank you so much.
Cahill,
Barry Dunn, thank you as well.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
It's a cool and chilly one out there, but bright. That is the main thing. Now, yesterday I got a lovely message on my phone. One that I had been waiting for many, many weeks. One of my best friends from home and his girlfriend had a baby, their very first baby. It's kind of a strange feeling always for me when my best friends are having kids, because I'm like, oh my God, we're all adults now. This is wild. But obviously with that, their conversations and the way that they are, it's all going to change, right? Now, disclaimer, I don't have any children. I am not a parent. So I'm only kind of living through any friends that I have that do have kids. And one of those things that is going to change for them in becoming new parents is poo talk. Now, come on, parents, all right? It happens. And affects all of us in our lives, okay? Because a new survey of 1,000 parents aged up to 4 revealed that toilet disasters involving their little ones are the main topic of conversation for 6 in 10 parents. So is that parents that are like talking at the school gates or maybe in WhatsApp group chats about the bowel movements of their child? Also, it comes with your other half too, in that where once upon a time you were messaging, you know, cute little romantic messages and texts. Whereas now, a third have confessed that their messages to their partner often contain updates about baby poo. Also, though, stories of any emergency outfit changes. Again, something that does happen. It was Water Wipes that commissioned this survey, and they said the parenting, it's full of surprises, especially when it comes to little ones, okay? They also discovered that 73% of those who've had a nappy nightmare have been fearful of it happening in public. The absolute fear of that is right. I want to know from you this morning on 0877 98 98 98, if you were a parent with a child, maybe the child is all grown up now, okay? Maybe this was many years in the past, or maybe it was yesterday. Where was the worst place you have been when disaster struck? You can send a voice note right now. We have lovely 98FM car fresheners to give you as well for deep diving into this gruesome, albeit realistic topic. The worst place you have been when your baby has maybe had a bit of an emergency outfit change.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98FM.